Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
Following overnight Israeli airstrikes in the city of Rafah, the death toll there now stands at 100. Rafah, which is inside the Gaza Strip, borders Egypt. And yesterday, Egypt opened this only border through which Palestinians can exit the Strip. Khaled Abu Ghali is a journalist living in Rafah. He described conditions there last night.
Last night, all Gaza Strip were under a big ball of fire, starting from Rafah at the south, going to the north of Beit Hanun city, very close to Erez. All this area, they were being under a very heavy attack from guided missile rockets. Talking from Khan Yunis and F-16, Israeli army flights attacking everywhere, including houses. This is the new recommendation of the Israelis, because they didn't achieve all their objectives or any of their objectives, they start to attack civilians while they are sleeping at their houses. You know, Gaza Strip, it's around 80% or even 80 to 85% of from those who are living in Gaza Strip, they are refugee since 1948. Those who have been pushed from their villages and their cities at the time of the creation of the State of Israel in 1948. So the majority of the people in Gaza Strip living in camps. So the air flights now, they are attacking their houses while they are sleeping. As you know, we are in Ramadan. The Ramadan is one of the holiest months for Muslims, where the Muslims, they are fasting. So regardless of to whom house is this belonging, so they are demolishing the person, if they are really right, the person that they want with his family, with his kids, under a rubble of stones. So this is what's happening. Last night, even myself, I'm living in Rafah, as I told you, I'm not able to sleep even 5 minutes continuously. 5 minutes continuously. This means that less than five minutes, there is a strike here or there. Which this makes the situation very, very difficult for the kids. Also, that they are not able to sleep from the shooting everywhere. This is the situation last night.
And Khaled, are we seeing in Gaza now a succession of funerals as people bury their dead?
Yeah, last night, they attacked a family, a small family in Rafah area. This was immediately after the morning prayer, just 15 minutes, and it's two floors. And six of the family completely died. The father, the mother, the kids, funeral everywhere, you will see places that there is dead people at this area, and there is a destroyed house at this street, and destroyed building at the other street. And you know, Gaza Strip, it has the highest density population all over the world. So houses is very close from each other. So when the Israelis attack one house, imagine that the houses surrounding this house is going to be damaged, whether totally or partially.
And do you and those Palestinians living in Gaza, do you completely reject what Israelis say when they say that they are targeting Hamas and Hamas-controlled houses?
Mary, it's not right. The Israelis are not saying the truth. They are lying, you know. They are fighting phantom people, you know. Go, come to the street of Gaza. There is no source of army cars or there is army stations, you know. There isn't. They don't know where is those who are launching rockets toward Israel. You know, those people, they are fighting about their rights, you know, because the Israelis, they start to attack the Gazians, you know. And not only that, you know, the Israelis, they are claiming that they are announcing the house. They are sending a small rocket to the house, saying that we are going, and they are giving 5 minutes for the kids and the father and the mother to leave the house. But in fact, last night, and we have many experience at Khan Yunis and in the north part of Gaza, when they attack one from Islamic Jihad, they attack him while he was inside his house, among his wife and among his kids. You can't, this is total punishment. You can't punish a family because their father belonged to Hamas or belonged to Islamic Jihad brigades. This is not at the 21st century. This is not the right. Israel considers itself as in Europe, you know, one of the most democratic country. How they are acting on this way?
How much support do you believe there is now in Gaza for Hamas?
Hamas is part of the Palestinian community, and it's part of the Palestinian society. Like any Palestinian living in Gaza, the majority of them, they are refugees. You know, just I want you to recall you. At the 16,000th year before century, many Irish people been forced to leave their villages and their houses after the Scottish invade the area. And most of the Palestinians, and including Hamas, part of them, they are originally from villages and cities before 1948, and they have been forced to leave their villages at the creation of the state of Israel. To which extent that the people here are fighting because of their rights. We are receiving the rockets. Of course, Hamas and other parties, they are sending rockets toward Israel. This is the first time. Because of this, Israel is angry.
Khaled Abu Ghali, a journalist living in Rafah.